Parshat Ki Tisa. The Torah tells us about the Mitzvah Shabbos. So Shem Rene Sal de Shabbos, that paragraph that we recite in Davening and part of Kiddush, appears here. Chazal learn out halachos about the Malachos of Shabbos as it relates to the Mishkan from its placement. And its placement here allows the Chafetz Chaim to give us some beautiful mishalim about what Shabbos represents. You can tell me afterwards which one is your favorite, but I'll go through all three. This first one regards the gifts that Chassan and Kala give each other. And it's, right, Kaddish Baruch Hu refers to Shabbos as a matana. Shabbat matana yoter chashuva shenal am Yisrael. Chazal tell us that he said, I have a matana of a bacon zi, I have this present to give am Yisrael lechol diem, go tell them, and it gives them this matana. And it may happen that there are Chassan and Kalas who have various relationship waxing and waning, different levels throughout their life. They may see each other regularly and frequently, or he may be on business and always going overseas. He may be a merchant. There are different relationships, different jobs people have. How close and how often they see each other may vary. So again, probably this sounds a little bit outdated to us, but the mashal still holds. Chafetz Chaim says, if they don't meet up as often, but they're still married, they could still have, when they see each other, a wonderful relationship. And, you know, whichever one has which responsibilities in the household, fine. But imagine, he says, they return the gifts they gave to each other. Okay, in our modern analogy, would probably, if they return the engagement ring or the wedding band. So now she's no longer wearing her ring. Everything's back the way it was. So you would be like, yeah, they're not married. Meaning, I'm not discussing the halachic process of divorce. In other words, there's no longer a relationship there if the gifts that they gave each other to start their marriage have been returned and exchanged. So he says, that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the adornment that exemplifies the relationship between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're made, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, and how do we do that? We show by wearing that jewelry, by wearing our engagement ring. What's our engagement ring? Our engagement ring is keeping Shabbos. So whatever, if we stop keeping Shabbos, we're essentially saying we no longer have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was his first analogy. His second analogy is that Shabbos is the heart. It says, imagine you have a sick person, so you're going to call all the doctors over, and you're going to have the kidney doctor is going to come check his kidney, and the foot doctor is going to come check his foot, and the eye doctor is going to come check his eye, and everybody's coming to check all various different parts of the body. And along comes the cardiologist. And the cardiologist says, listen, you know, everybody, it's nice that you're checking his toenails, but why don't we check to make sure his heart's okay first? Because let's say he has an ingrown toenail and you fix it, but the guy drops dead the next day. So, let's prioritize, let's triage what we have to do here. First and foremost, we have to check his heart and make sure that the heart's going to continue beating and that everything's functioning well with the heart. Okay, this is what we call an Eiver Sheneshama Tzluyavo. And we have different parts of your body. You might be a Baal Mum, right? The Rechmana Litzlan, there are people in the world who are missing a body part, a foot, a hand. Okay, those are still people, and they're still functioning people. They're still breathing people, and they're still able to do Torah Mitzvahs. They're still people with emotions and needs and wants like everybody else. But people whose heart isn't working, those aren't... I'm not getting into brain death here, okay? I'm just saying, like, people who are dead, they're not anymore. So there's organs that you can technically live without, and there's organs without which you're not living. Chavetz Chaim tells us that's what Shabbos is. Okay, we are human beings. We are not malachim. We're human beings, and there's 613 mitzvos, and they apply all the time, and there's so many, and there's so many intricate details, and we also have, you know, some of them are difficult. And we're human beings with taivos and inclinations and habits. So what? I'm never, ever, ever going to speak Lashon Hara? I speak Lashon Hara. I'm never, ever going to be late, or I take every opportunity to learn every second that I really can, or every time I'm supposed to give tzedakah, I really give the way I'm supposed to do it. So there's ases I'm mevatel and I don't do properly. There's lavim I'm over. Hey, I didn't check the hashgacha on this, whatever it is. I'm not making light of it. Those are things that you have to work on and improve yourself and do tshuva. But at the end of the day, let's say you spoke Lashon Hara, you're still Jewish if you keep the other mitzvahs. But without Shabbos, you're not. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. The Shabbos is the Eiver Shen Neshama Tzluyim. You need Shabbos just like you need your heart. So yes, one time you ate something you shouldn't have, one time you looked at something you shouldn't have, one time you said something you shouldn't have, one time you didn't do what you were supposed to do, but that week you kept Shabbos, and every week you keep Shabbos, and in general you try, you're still Jew. You're still a good person. You have what to work on. That's part of life. You're supposed to do tshuva and grow closer to Hashem, and Shevi Yipol Tzadik Vekam, and you get over your failures and you fix them. That's part of being a good Jew. But that doesn't mean that you don't fail. But when there's something so major, so fundamental to Judaism, and that's missing, that's lacking, you're deficient in that area, then you're not, you can't even say, I'm being a good Jew. But without Shabbos, you're not. Shabbos is the Eivar Sheneshama Tluyabo. Shabbos is like the heart. Just like you're still a person, even if you're missing a toe, you're still a person, you're still a Jew, even if you spoke Lashon Hara one time. But are you still a Jew without Shabbos? That's the Chavetz Chaim's second mashal of what Shabbos means to Am Yisrael. It is our heart, it is what's shomer us, it is what gives us our special relationship with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what provides us our parnasa. For example, right, what does it come up in this context? We have Laman. Laman, we weren't supposed to go out and check for Laman on Shabbos. So only those who listened to Hashem and collected the man on Friday, so their man was special on Shabbos. Those who went out, so they got worms in theirs. In other words, people think, if I don't go on Shabbos, if I don't work on Shabbos, then I'm going to be missing out. They don't understand. It's actually keeping Shabbos that's going to make them have enough money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides your parnasa for you. He provides your parnasa for you because you keep Shabbos. Don't think you're going to be missing out because of not working on Shabbos. That was his second mashal. His third mashal is that Shabbos is the oat. Imagine, he says, you have a store. Okay? He doesn't give this example, but when I read this, it came to mind the barber shop. In America, barber shops have this like pole outside. It's like a red and white thing, and it goes round and round. So you go by that store, you see that pole hanging outside, you know that there's a barber shop inside. There's also a lot of pharmacies have like this, it's like a mortar and pestle or something, and you walk by, you know inside there there's a pharmacist. So stores, not every store is open 24/7. Once in a while you come across a store that's open 24/7, or in a Jewish country 24/6, okay? But there are a lot of stores in the world, Jewish, non-Jewish, where the store is open, 8 to 6, 9 to 5, normal hours. So how do you know, if you come by the store at 10 p.m., how do you know whether there's going to be a barber there the next day, whether there's going to be a pharmacist there the next day, if there's a shoe outside, whether there's going to be a sandlar, a shoe repairman there. How do you know that the store is still functioning even if it happens to be closed at this minute? So he says, very simply, by that thing that's still outside. If the barber pole is still there, so you know it's a barber shop. Regardless of whether it's open at this minute, it's still a barber shop. If the mortar and pestle, if the sign is still hanging outside, so you know there's still a mortar and pestle. There's still a doctor who lives here. There's still a shoe repairman who's here. That's what happens. Meaning, by the symbol that's there, even if at this minute it's closed. So very similarly, he says, to what we just said regarding the heart. Yes, you might not be, you might have made a mistake right now, you might not be doing a mitzvah this minute. You might be doing an aveira this minute. But as long as you still have Shabbos, Shabbos is the oath. Shabbos is the oath that we are still in our relationship with our Kaddish Baruch Hu, we are still Jews. So yes, we did what we shouldn't have done. Or we didn't do what we were supposed to have done. But at the end of the week, we come and we have Shabbos and we stop and tell the world, Hashem made the world in 6 days and Shabbos he rested and we're keeping Shabbos and we're making Kiddush and we're doing everything that we're supposed to be doing on Shabbos. So that is the oath. And even though sometimes we might stray and mess up, because we keep Shabbos, everyone knows that we're still Jewish. It's still the oath. We're still able to do that. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. The store is closed, but the sign is still outside, so we still know what kind of store it is. Even though I peek in the window and there's no one getting a haircut, I still know it's a barbershop. So I look at this guy, and right now he's talking Lashon Hara, but still, at the end of the week, I see him keep Shabbos, I still know he's Jewish. And therefore, even though we have Chatayim, we all do, and yes, we're supposed to work on those, Shabbos is the oath. So these three very inspiring Mashalim from the Chafetz Chaim. Shabbos is the gift the permanent gift from the Chassid and Kala to each other that shouldn't be exchanged or returned. If it ever gets returned, it's a sign of the end of the relationship. Shabbos is the heart. It's the neshama, the Eivrish and neshama Tliyavo. Without it, you are not existing as a person. So without it, you are not existing as a Jew. And finally, Shabbos is the sign that tells you this store is still open for business. This person is still a Jew trying to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos. He still keeps Shabbos, even if at whatever we're doing, we are messing up at that specific moment. So let us be inspired to properly keep Shabbos so that it should reflect on the rest of our week as well. It should reflect on the rest of our body and lives as well. Recognize it for the gift that it is and what it is supposed to be and what it's supposed to represent. Shkoyach.